From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it may be where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Second Chances Intro, the bringing second chances to people who flub up their first attempts all over the world. Make sure you check them out at secondchances.net, and don't forget to use the checkout code DI Plus for a special listener discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the state, which is the Indian word for Walmart. It's the incredibly talented Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I hope that, you know, someday some listener who doesn't like us doesn't decide to call my place of employment and be like, hey,
is it true here, that Arkansas is an Indian word for low prices guarantee?
Here are all the bad things that Adam has ever done.
And you know what? Adam didn't say anything. It was Daniel. I take responsibility. I am the one that said bad things.
What they're going to say is, here is a recording of every bad thing Adam has ever said about your fine establishment. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to say.
There you go.
So did you forget how to do intros as well as
I
ever knew how to do an intro?
I don't know. You know, I can't really, I don't know if you're going to include my screw up or not, but yeah, I completely flubbed the intro.
Oh, well, now I think I have to. Actually, I think I just have to include the part where you said, fuck it. Fuck the whole thing.
We're doing it live. We're doing it live.
Do it live. Fuck it.
Well, I am not Dr. Wesley P. Stone. I would like to say a very special thank you to Dr. Wesley P. Stone for filling in for me last week on this very program.
He did a fabulous job. Absolutely fabulous.
He did. I now see my reasoning for existing on both of the shows.
What is that?
Because without me to roll my eyes and to pull you guys back on topic, you just get sidetracked so many times. It's just like you guys, your sidetracking just feeds off of each other. So you guys were constantly like, and I'm like, wait, what was the original point they were trying to make? I don't even remember.
No, you know what? It was fabulous because, let me tell you, he is like me. I mean, I never realized how much he is like me. He may be offended by that. I don't know. But like,
I'm sure
we agree on so much. It was like talking to myself for an hour. It was great. It was fabulous. I mean, I could say I'm fat. I know I'm fat too.
And then, so what you're saying is that if someone wanted to imagine the internal dialogue in your brain, they need only to listen back to last week's episode.
That's right. Except I don't knit. I was really amazed that he knits as well. I mean, I was flabbergasted. So I have one guest co-host and she's knitting. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then I start up the webcam and he and I sit down to record. And what does he hold up but some knitting needles and some thing he's making?
Well, you know, we should, next time I'm gone, we should have Stephen from Wisconsin fill in because he knits also.
Oh, wow. All these knitters.
I know. You know, they have a website called Ravelry.
No, I did not know that. I do know that there are some YouTube videos, apparently, that if you drop a stitch,
emergency,
that you can go and figure out how to pick that stitch back up. And when you drop a stitch, do you drop it literally on the floor?
You didn't ask him those questions, and I didn't know the answer to it.
Because later I was thinking, what does dropping a stitch actually mean? You know, what are you doing when you drop a stitch? Do you lose it? Does it roll away? I don't know. But yes, we had a really good time and we got some good feedback from some of the listeners who enjoyed listening to us, I guess, ramble on and lose topic. So I think it
went
rather
well.
Wait,
where did you get this feedback? Because I didn't see any feedback.
I think we got a couple of comments, or at least one comment on my post that said it was really good. Okay, maybe one good feedback. I don't know.
That's several. Well, one, several, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I really remember after posting it getting at least one or two comments on the Google Plus.
Okay.
That it was good. So there. Well, I don't know how to segue into this, but...
But I'm not even going to try because you're just going to bitch at me about it.
No, that's true. So I'm just going to do it. So this is not a real funny topic, but I just want to throw this out there because it's kind of like a pastor before a sermon. I mean, not that I've ever been a pastor, but... I would imagine that a pastor before a sermon sits there and he thinks, what can I talk about this week to really...
How can I bilk these people out of their money this week? How can I convince people to put money into the collection tray as I spew off stuff that even I myself don't believe? Talking about the invisible sky wizard in the sky that's going to grant me things if I ask for them.
Okay, well, anyway, as he sits there and he thinks, you know, what can I say this week to really... motivate the congregation, you know, to better themselves and live a better life and all of those wonderful things. You know, what can I say? And so as I'm preparing for our show and I'm sitting in my DI Plus study and I'm opening the Bible, you know, to prepare for this lovely thing that we do.
To the book of Daniel.
Right. I'm trying to decide what to talk about and I couldn't really think about it. But I had been over at my parents' house and it comes to my mind that my parents will overlook just about anything in the rest of my family's lives, meaning my nephews can smoke pot, screw every other girl that they saw all throughout high school, get a girl pregnant. My brother can cheat on his wife. She can cheat on him. They can get a divorce. Like, other family members can do other various things that rednecks in Arkansas might or might not do. And yet they can't accept the fact that I'm gay. Now, this is not a funny topic, I understand. But it just drives me nuts. Like, it seems like every time I go over there... Oh, shut the fuck up. Every time I go over there, they're talking about some family member that's, like, done something, you know?
And okay, it's like, okay, stop. Because I'm confused. So, no, this is not me being a snarky bastard or anything. I really am confused. So... Do your parents know or don't they know? Because
do you really want to play the crickets again? Because that's a long story.
And I was playing the crickets because you were saying it wasn't funny. But what you've said before is that they know, but they don't want to know or what? Have you ever gone up to your parents and said, "Hey, I'm gay"?
Okay, so here is the. I'll try to make this as short as possible. I swear to God. But when I was 18. They found out because I wrote notes, "I love John," for this internet boyfriend that I had. Mm-hmm. Before I was going off to college, I was working and I was bored at my summer job. And I wrote, "I love John, I love John, I love John," all over this piece of paper. My mom found it.
Yes.
Okay. So they knew that I liked boys. I went to this.
Well, technically they knew you liked John.
Right. Who turned out to be a complete fake. But that's another story altogether. But anyway, so then... I will go off to college, but I feel guilty for the whole semester. I have this whole Christian gay guilt thing.
Right.
So I decide I'm going to go to this thing to try to help myself not be gay. So I do that. I come home. I let my parents know that I am celibate, basically, which was not true, but that's just what we said. So that's what I said. I mean, whatever. But so basically... they know. I've had several discussions with them in which I've said, I will not be marrying a woman.
Yes.
I'm not attracted to women. I'm attracted to men. But the way we leave it is they know that I'm attracted to men, but we leave it as if I were just not dating or having sex with anyone. And this is how it stays. And they may know, I don't discuss this with them. So like they may know that Maddie was my partner because he was my roommate, quote unquote, for 6 years.
Yes.
They may know these things, but we don't discuss that. And my mom will still make comments about, well, you know, maybe one day some lucky girl will come along and, you know, whatever. They'll still make those comments, even though they know that I'm attracted to men. And
are they just in weird denialville?
Well, they could be. But I mean, the whole point is that from things that they say, I know that they should. I just go over there and say, you know what? Screw this whole deception thing. I also sleep with men and date them. Merry Christmas, you know, or whatever, you know. They would not be accepting of it. I mean, they just would not. They can look past any degree of anything else that any of my family members would do. But me, it just seems like that. Anyway, like I said, it's not funny, but it bothers me. It bothers me.
Well, no, but let's talk about this. So the answer to your question, or the answer to the question that I asked, is that no, you've never actually sat down and said, I am gay. I only date men. I'm only attracted to men. I have been in several long-term relationships with men. And that's it. So you've just always kind of hedged it and kind of left that kind of have you ever been a fat guy?
I've always been a fat guy. What are you talking about?
All right, do you remember your first crush ever?
I don't know.
Okay, let me just paint you a picture.
Okay,
right? So let's say, you know, you have this first crush on this guy who is not gay or whatever, but they know that you have a crush on them. And they're going to tell you, no, you know what, I'm not gay, and I'm not going to, but we can still be friends, or we can still hang out. And it's always kind of left in that kind of a way, and it's not until it really kind of just comes out as, I am not interested in you, and I want nothing to do with
right.
you, because the other person is willfully ignoring hints. That they're not going to take the hints. If there's any possible way for them to get out of it, if there's any way in their head for them to ignore it or to excuse it, they will. So yes, it doesn't necessarily have to be done at Christmas time, but honestly, Adam, I think you should just have that conversation with your parents. By the way, mom and dad, big old Mo, you know, and that's me. But this is a complete sidetrack from what you were originally saying, which is they pick on everyone else in your family. But so what have they attacked you on?
No. It's not that they attack me. It's just that it seems to me they can overlook all of these other things that they consider to be sins and move on with their lives and just, you know, and you know, and maybe they would just overlook the fact that I'm gay or whatever, but all of the indiscretions that my nephews have had, for instance, like the most recent one was I go over there tonight and mom goes, oh, you might be a great uncle, you know, because apparently my nephew has screwed some chick who he wasn't even dating and she had a baby and now they're doing a DNA test. Well, fine. I have no problem with that. If that's what I think it's stupid. I think he's ruining his life and he should be in college, but I mean, whatever. But that's not a moral judgment. That's just, I think he's going to end up working in a Chevron station for the rest of his life and smoking dope right. or something, but you know, whatever. But, you know, and then my mom proceeds to bring over baby pictures that my brother has text messaged her and like, oh, look how cute the baby is. And this might be your great niece and yada, yada. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So for 30 seconds, you complained about the fact that he was having sex out of wedlock and he's having this baby and stuff. And now you're like cooing over the pictures of this child that may be
your great grandchild. You don't realize the grandparentness there.
So, I wanted to say, oh, so it took 30 seconds to get past the fact that he screwed some chick out of wedlock, which you think is a sin, and that he's ruining his life and is not in college. But, you know, hey, you know, whatever.
But in their defense, there is no question that he screwed the woman. It's not like he said, oh, this woman is saying that I'm the father and I never even slept with her. He's admitting that he slept with her. He's just, they're trying to get the DNA test to try to avoid, because she's a slut and she sleeps with other people. It wasn't that I didn't sleep with her. It's just that she slept with other people. So it may not be my kid. So the point is that there was no ambiguity there. They didn't leave it as...
They know that I'm gay.
Okay, but you've left them you've left them out, and you
what they should do, this is what they should do, and then we're leaving this topic because it's boring. What they should do is they should come up to me at Christmas, and they should say, you know what, son, we know it's really hard for you to say this to us, but we know you're gay. And that is, we love you, and we are proud of you, and nothing is going to change, and you can be yourself. And that's what they should do, because they know. They know. Anyway, that's all I've got to
say.
Well,
if they know, then they're letting you be yourself, so then you might as well just, like, have that conversation with them.
Ugh. Anyway, so that was just it irritates me. It makes me a little bit sad, but I'm not going to be depressed on the show or whatever. But everybody else in my family can have their little things. But it's like gayness is like the worst. You know, like there's this sin scale.
Well, they haven't disowned you or anything.
Well, no, they haven't disowned me. I know. There are people out there who've been kicked out who have not seen their parents in 15 years because they're gay. So I'm whining. So anyway. So how was your apartment hunting?
All right. Can I just say that there are things that they tell you, and then there's things that they don't tell you.
Who's they?
You know, those people that oh, you should quit smoking and la da da da. And you know, there's things that they'll tell you, like, oh, you're gonna feel better and you'll 6 months from now you'll your heart will I don't know, regrow itself, and all the wrinkles on your face will magically disappear. All these things that they tell you are great about quitting smoking, but they leave out all the really shitty parts.
In their defense, there were those commercials ones that said, this is your brain and this is your brain on drugs. Any questions? So, there are some similarities there.
No, because this is...
And what does that have to do with... What does that have to do with apartment hunting? I thought you were talking about apartment hunting.
This is in a segment called Our Weeks. I can't talk about the fact that I'm out of breath.
Yes, you can.
I've been out of breath for the last couple of days.
Maybe that's because you're old.
I can't catch my breath. And I thought that the whole not smoking thing was, you're supposed to improve your lung capacity, not make you so that you can barely breathe.
I think this is going to be our new segment called the old crotchety men or something, because my neck hurts and I can hardly move my head because I slept wrong yesterday and my mom gave me a couple of hydrocodone.
Your mom that hates you, right? The mom that gave you medicine.
So you can't breathe and my neck hurts. So,
all right. So we went and we looked at apartments and it was really annoying. And but it's done now.
Okay, so. There's got to be more to it than that.
It's one of those weird things. Connecticut is a very tiny place. Connecticut is, it's like a postage stamp. If you were going to mail the United States off somewhere, Connecticut would be about where you'd put the stamp. and it's about the size of the stamp.
Right.
It should just be called the self-adhesive state. It's kind of right there where you'd put the stamp. But,
So then you must have not, it must not have taken very long to view all of the apartments.
No, that's not the point.
Available.
All right, here's the point. All right, I'm used to Florida and then later up here in South Carolina. I've always been in places that have had lots of things, right?
Florida is the cock of the United States.
Correct. But I'm used to new construction. And because Connecticut is so small, there's no room for them to build new things. So these apartment complexes that we're looking at, even though they look great from the outside, are actually just, they were built in the 70s and they all have aged. And so it's just kind of, it's kind of different.
Well, but usually, and maybe this is not the case there, but usually the older buildings, they will look old and nasty on the outside, but they will usually have renovated the inside. So they always go,
completely different.
Newly renovated, inside.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal was. We found one place that we really, really liked that we did not get. And we didn't get it because it's a converted mill. So it was like a fabric mill down in the old, in the warehouse district. So it's like these huge warehouses that they made apartments out of. So the ceilings are huge and it has the beams running through it. And it's in every single apartment there has a different floor plan because it's just this old converted mill.
Wait, let me guess. You told them that you don't knit. And so they wouldn't let you have it.
We could have had it. It was just that they only had three available by the end of the month, and we didn't like either any of those three floor plans. But I could definitely see myself going back there, and finding a floor plan that I did like and then moving to there. But so what we ended up with is we signed a 6-month lease on a place that was really close to my office. So
all the listeners want to know, did you find a place that does not have a jet engine in your office where you'll be recording?
I don't know. I don't think it has. I mean, it's a single floor apartment. So it's not like this is a, townhouse here. So we have a air conditioner upstairs and downstairs. So there is no separate air conditioner in the apartment, for each side. So theoretically, it should be fine.
So how many square feet?
I don't even remember. 1,200 and something.
How many bedrooms?
2 bedrooms.
Is it open floor plan, living room, dining room, or our kitchen?
Yeah, the living room and dining room, and then the kitchen is separate, and then there's a bedroom on either side and a bathroom on either side.
So the kitchen is a separate room?
Yes.
I guess it would be in those older construction.
This is kind of like a high, so it's a 6-story brick high-rise kind of apartment.
A 6-story high-rise.
Well, but I'm just saying 6-story that are all apartments, like with parking underneath and, then
right.
Elevators.
So every time you go in, you're gonna have to sing that theme song. We're moving on up, on up to the east side.
No. Apparently, it's a big thing in Connecticut. You can't live on the east side because there's black people there. So you want to live on the west side.
That would make perfect sense with that theme song because they were black.
Right. So I know. And you know, that's the sad thing is people kept saying, oh, you don't want to go to the East Side. No, you don't want to go to the East Side. Horrible, horrible crime there. And I've like done some research on the internet. It's like there's no real difference in the crime between East Hartford and West Hartford. The only difference is that there's black people on the East Side.
I would have said I love black people. They have huge personalities.
Cars and rims on their tires. No, so it was... I don't know. It's kind of weird because the other thing is I've never really lived in a cold climate before. So like all the hallways here and stuff are closed in, you know, so that you don't get the harsh element, you know.
Right.
So it's not like an, and I guess there's a larger Indian population. That would be dot, not feather, in our area. So you can like smell the cumin down the hall, which I like. I actually like cumin because I like curry. But Robert was like, what's that? I don't what's that smell? But it was kind of curry.
Yeah. We have a lot of the Indian. We have both dots and feathers here. It gets very confusing. You can't say dot, right. not feather, because we have both. But, the dot Indians, they bring food in. Like this girl that I work with, she brought in some kind of cake and it just had the weirdest spice in it that I could not pinpoint what it was. And I'm like, I'm supposed to tell her I like this. And I had to throw away, I just ate a bite of it and had to throw the rest of it away because I just did not like it. It just wasn't my taste.
So she had cumin in the cake?
Well, I don't think it, no, it wasn't cumin, but it must have been, I don't know, ginger, or I'm trying to think of what it might be. I'm not a big ginger fan, but I don't know if Indian people use ginger, but it was a really strong spice. And I couldn't think of what it was, but anyway. Yes.
Well, there you go. Because we're moving at the end of the month, we don't get Christmas this year, so.
Okay. That was random.
No, because see, the next thing on your list there is Christmas visit. And so I was giving you an opportunity to seamlessly segue.
We can't do that. This show is incapable of the segue.
about your Christmas.
And I wasn't looking at my document, so I didn't even know what I was going to talk about. So this will be really short, but what I wanted to mention is I don't know if anyone knows this about me, but I'm 33 years old.
I was unaware of that.
Well, I am. I'm 33. I'm old. I'm an old man, and I go to my grandparents in Washington, and these are my stepfather's parents. And we used to go, like, I would go with them like twice a year. Now I try to go at Christmas. And I have not once. Now, I have lived in England. I have lived in Virginia. I've lived in California. And I've driven all of those places. I have been visiting Washington State for 17 years-ish. 18 years, something like that.
17, 18, 19, 20 years.
I was 14 when I started. Anyway, going to visit them. And I have not once driven out there at all.
At all.
Because my grandparents do not want to let me borrow their car for some strange reason. Now, they've never said this out loud, but it's just this unspoken thing that my mother really doesn't. I don't. The only person that they trust to drive their vehicles is my stepdad. So anytime we go out there, I just have to go wherever they go. If I need to get something from the grocery store or some Diet Dr. Pepper, or I wanted to go have a trick, or I have to get rides. You know, and it's right. really, it becomes really uncomfortable to say, you know, Grandma, could you drop me off at this random house and I'll be like right. 10 minutes and then, you know. But so I've been contemplating one of these visits, whether I should rent a car, you know, and just say, screw it. Guess what, guys? I'm going to rent a car for the week because I would like to be able to. But then do you get the whole guilt thing like, oh, well, we'd let you drive our car, honey, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, will it be uncomfortable for me to want to, I mean, I'm 33, right? I should be able to have a vehicle when I'm somewhere for a week.
Right.
Like if I wanted to go over to Seattle by myself, maybe try a club in Seattle or something like that, I should have a car so I could go over there. I mean, I think that would be reasonable. Well, that was the whole, I mean, that was it. I know that's a magical, funny story as well, but I just.
So are you going to then rent a car?
Well, I don't know because, I mean, it's probably too much money, but I don't know.
Well, how much, wait, no, I just got finished renting a car for a week. So, and how much money do you think it is to rent a car?
It's probably, I bet I could do, if I got a really cheap car, I could probably do it for like $100 to $150 for 4 or 5 days.
Really?
Do you think that's too, you think I'm, you can get them for like $20, $25 a day, right?
You can get them for like $11 and $12 a day, Adam.
Oh, well, no, I didn't think I could get it for that cheap. But then it's like, okay, so, okay, but then we run into this problem. We're arriving, my parents and I are arriving at the airport together, and we will have luggage. If I were to rent a car, I would pick it up at the airport. Someone is going to pick us up from the airport. So do I say to them, I'll see you guys at grandma's house, you know, and just kind of let them go? Or do I have to rent something big enough to offer them a ride? And in that case, then I'm spending more money, you see.
I do.
So it becomes complicated, and I don't know.
Well, no. All right, how about doing this? You tell them I'm renting a car, so if you'd like to chip in some money for gas, I'll give you a ride to grandma's. And they'll probably give you 10 or, you know, 15 bucks each, which will end up paying for the car itself.
Well, I don't know. There's just so much logistically speaking here. But I would like to, I feel trapped. I mean, I love my family, and I don't really want to go too many places different than them. But if I just need basic things like going to the grocery store, I would just like to drive there. I've never driven there. I would just like to putt around, you know, and kind of see what's there. I haven't. And obviously, they're not going to let me borrow their vehicle. So I'll let you guys know what I do. I haven't decided yet.
This is fascinating. I think you should rent a 2012 Ford Focus with the My Ford Touch.
I could do that, and then actually,
you should rent a Toyota with that new thing our Iowa guy was
Ev.
Talking about. Yeah, Evan. Ev?
Evan? I think he goes by Ev.
Ev.
Yeah.
That's such a cool name. I want a name.
Like Ev anyway, Stone, isn't he?
Yeah, you should. No, that's Dr. Wesley P. Stone.
No, Ev.
Doesn't matter. Ev. The point is you should get a Toyota, and then you can try out their thing.
Right. Well, maybe I will. Maybe if I rent a car, I will get a Toyota something, and I'll ask them to make sure it has the special doomahickey thing, whatever it's called.
The special doomahickey thing.
Yes. Oh, by the way, this isn't on the list, but I found a porn website that I kind of like. Now, I just want to let everyone know. It's called Sausage Party.
Sausage
and,
Party.
And the reason that I like it, and I've...
Is that sausageparty.com?
Yeah, but you won't see anything because you have to sign up. I haven't signed up. Actually, if you run a really good website, xnxx.com has a lot of free, like 20 to 30 minute videos. It's really good. But this, okay.
No, all I had to say was I had to agree that I was 20 years old. And so I've gotten into the Sausage Party. Their subtitle here is Dick for Everyone.
Well, okay. This is the reason I like it. So,
alcohol plus stripper plus horny guys equals sausage party.
Right. Well, I like, okay. So, and this was, but I have to mention this. So I was perusing for porn the other day because I was trying not to hook up with someone. I thought I'm just going to take care of it. I'm not going to hook up. I'm not going to be a slut. I talked about that with Wes last week that I really wanted to stop being as much of a slut. So I was just going to take care of it myself. Mm-hmm. And I was perusing on xnxx.com because they have like really long clips, like 20, 30 minute clips. And it's free.
xnxx.com.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of straight stuff. You have to do a search for gay.
Oh, good Lord.
So on
there's titties on my screen. I'm very offended by this.
There's a gay section in the menu on the left hand side, or you can type gay up in the top search bar. But anyway, so I kept coming across these videos of these parties where I really like strippers and I like going to strip clubs and stuff like that. For some reason, I really enjoy doing that. And so I kept coming across these videos where it would be the strip club and they would be having this party and it would be normal guys sitting around, you know, in this club and watching the stripper. But all of a sudden, he would just like stick his cock in one of their mouths or something. And then in another one, he like came on their face or whatever.
Just all of a sudden.
And
just out of nowhere, he stuck his dick in their mouth.
Well, I've never seen a stripper do that at a club. I don't even think it's legal.
It's probably not really a club.
So it turned, for some reason, that scenario turned me on. And I never knew that particular thing would turn me on, but it did. So that's why I like this site. I haven't joined or anything. I mean, I'm considering whether or not it would be. They're probably all staged. It's probably not real. But the way they advertise it is that they set up these parties ahead of time to do these video shoots. So like it would either be like an after hours sort of thing in a club, or they would actually have a bachelor party or something at someone's house.
Right.
So they have these parties and then they just film it. But the strippers are hot, hot.
Yeah, see, I'm not seeing them on here. I see a bunch of stuff.
Well, did you search for Sausage Party, perhaps?
No, I didn't. Oh, is that what I'm supposed to search for? Sausage Party.
Well, I don't know. That's on all of their videos.
Big salsa. I see a lot of straight guys putting their penises through the bottom of pizzas and then making women eat them.
The cheese? Well, I don't know. You don't have to search for it on the show. You can look later and give us a... I can send you some links.
Why are the guys
like.
in straight pornos never attractive?
Because they're focused on the women being attractive, which I don't see that either, because most of the time when I see a straight porn, it makes me... The women look dirty. Like they have.
I know, because they have too much makeup on and their tits are wrong and it's...
They look diseased for some reason. I just look at them and I think they look diseased. I can't.
They look diseased.
I don't know what you should search for. At some point, I will send you a link and you can look. But all I'm saying is that I found out something about myself. That this is a fantasy that I enjoy.
The group... Stripper.
The stripper who does more than stripping in a group.
I think those are just called escorts.
No,
really.
it's in a group. It's they're at a club. They are. You get what I'm saying.
I do.
You get what I'm saying. It's the whole scenario where, like, it's the thought of me going to a strip club, right? And and getting a dance or whatever from a stripper in front of all these people, and then him just shoving it in my mouth or whatever. I mean, for some reason, that's hot. It just is. So there you go.
Awesome. Well, I don't know. Maybe next year at Pride 48, we can
have
can
a sausage party. I can contact this company and see if they will have a Pride 48 sausage party.
We could have a stripper come in while we're recording the show.
Absolutely.
And then he could shove it in your mouth.
That's absolutely. I'm all for that.
All right. Excellent. Then there you go. I think we have our bit for the next year at
Speaking of sausage parties, that reminds me of stupid people in World of Warcraft.
that is the best segue that I've ever heard. You know what? All right, just real quickly, because we've been babbling for so damn long here. What I was going to say about I was originally going to bitch about stupid people because I have just come across several of them in the last few days. But at the same time, I was playing World of Warcraft earlier this evening. And I was looking to see who was online. And I happened to notice that my friend Adam Burns' name was on my friends list, who last logged in 30 days ago. Now, you know, you keep talking about, oh, you guys all have high-level characters and I can't do anything with you and blah, blah, blah. You have to log in more than once every 30 days. Adam.
I was going to try, and I'm still contemplating trying. But the issue is that, A... I now don't have a computer hooked up to my television, and I wanted to play in there and watch it on the big screen. And I don't have that now because I needed both the computers in here, and the HDMI Balin thing that I got is not working now because I don't know why. And I don't want to buy another one at the moment. I bought a cheap one, so I need to get a powered one and try that. But anyway, regardless, I would have to sit in the studio and play, and my monitors aren't huge, and I'm old. I get home from work and I work out and I am dog tired. I'm just like sleepy.
I'm much older than you and I play.
I was telling you earlier that I fell asleep 20 minutes before we were supposed to start recording and almost didn't wake up in time to come in here. And I wasn't even aiming to fall asleep. I just sat down on the couch and fell asleep. It was probably the hydrocodone.
Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it.
You always have this look on your face like you're just pissed off that theme is playing. What's that all about?
No, that time I was confused because I could have sworn you would have more to say about the topic that you had there.
No. I did, but for God's sakes, we've been babbling on forever and nobody cares about
me. I thought you told me at one point that we should never worry about
leaks. We shouldn't, but you know what? Here's the thing. I had a bad experience in Connecticut, and so I'm a little gun shy, that's all.
What?
And now Wesley P. Stone keeps messaging me.
I heard that noise.
Well, you see, it's one of the, when you have an Android phone, like I do, it's tied into your Google accounts. So when people Google Talk message me, it pops up on my computer. But if I ignore it, or if it can't pop up on my computer, it goes to my phone.
Why, that is a beautiful phone that you just held up there.
Oh, this is really my nice. Don't get excited. Oh. This is not the new one. But that is what is in the tech segment that I wanted to talk about here, which is sausageparty.com, the thing that does the thing. No, I was talking about that. Finally, after many, many months of consternation and it being released everywhere else in the universe, Verizon has finally allowed people to buy the Galaxy Nexus, which is the new Nexus branded phone, Android phone.
That's what I heard.
Which, you know, is one of those, this has been the most screwed up product launch ever in the history of the world. But I don't want to say that because it wasn't the history of the world. This was specifically in the history of the United States because the phone launched, the Galaxy Nexus launched in Europe. Like, do we even call it Europe anymore?
I think so. What else would we call it?
It had its European launch back in November, and it was great. I mean, they've been able to have it for months, because all the cell phone carriers over there all work off the same basic hardware. They all are GSM phones over here, which over here, every cell phone company over here has different. So Verizon somehow managed to get the exclusive in the United States and then just sat on it for a way. They wouldn't say when they were going to announce it. They refused to say when they would announce it. They got everyone in an uproar by letting it leak that they had blocked Google Wallet from being on the phone and all kind of other things that were just, and so finally, they finally released it, which was so stupid that we had to find out about it on Twitter.
Well, I didn't. So all I ever hear about Verizon is that they are really bad about locking their phones down and not letting you do certain things and being very, you know, proprietary about everything and being all like that. Yes. That's kind of what I hear about. I've never used Verizon, so I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the good thing, I mean, the Galaxy Nexus is exclusive to Verizon for a period of time, which I believe is 6 months. So after a 6 month period, the Galaxy Nexus will be available on all carriers. Currently, you can only buy it through Verizon. So
I, on the other hand, am with T-Mobile. So one day you may be calling me because I know you call me a lot anyway. And one day you may be calling me and it may just give you this message that says, "We're sorry, this person's carrier no longer exists in the United States."
That's true. However, you know what? You honestly, because I was thinking about this today when I was listening to one of my shows, T-Mobile is offering that the new Nokia Windows phone for like really cheap. Did you not consider that?
Oh, you know what? I saw that, but it's ugly. It's really ugly. It's ugly.
But that's the baseline Windows phone, like the really baseline one. But because they're offering that for only $50, but I think you can get the next model up, which is a really nice Windows phone from T-Mobile for like $150 or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that actually. I might have been listening to the same show that you were listening to where they were where they showed it. But anyway,
we won't mention it. But they talk about tech news daily.
Yeah, today I was listening to it. But anyway, yeah, I saw that. I actually saw that today. And, it wasn't because I like the way the Windows interface looks. I just didn't like the phone body. Nokia phones for me, for some reason, always the bodies of them always look cheap. And I don't know, I have a Nokia right now, but it looks cheap.
Well, T-Mobile's got to have the HTC Windows phones too. I mean, they have several Windows phones.
Yeah. They do. I mean, they have some, I don't know how many, they have at least one HTC. I'm sure of that. What I'm waiting on before I get a new phone is I'm just waiting the few last months for my contract to run out so that I get a good deal. Plus, I've been sitting here thinking, do I need to stay with T-Mobile? What if they just like go out of business?
And like, they're not going to go out of business. If they get bought by anyone, you know, if they break up and sell their bandwidth off to Sprint or in AT&T or whoever, their contracts will still be honored. I mean, that is part of their sale.
Right, so, but I'll just be tossed in the wind. I could be with like Butt Cracks R Us Mobile for all I know, you know, especially where I live. Who knows what kind of third-party carrier I'd be sold to, you know?
No, I mean, if AT&T buys them, which is, let's be honest about this. AT&T is going to buy them. AT&T has enough money to buy Congress to make this go through. So, I mean, we can protest it as much as we want to, but let's be clear about this. We're dealing with Washington and they're easily purchased.
Well, no, so, what's going to happen is they're not going to let the whole merger thing go through and T-Mobile's going to like go bankrupt and have to sell their spectrum. And then they're just going to sell the spectrum to AT&T, which is all they wanted to begin with.
Right. And well, so, I mean, T-Mobile is not even a U.S. company. So, but I mean, you know, AT&T has done this before, right? I mean, it was Singular in the United States that actually got the original iPhone contract, and then AT&T swooped in and bought out Singular.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up with iPhone on AT&T.
See, I liked T-Mobile because I felt like a rebel. You know, it wasn't even a U.S. company. It was a German company, and I learned about it when I was living in England, and I felt kind of European and cool and, like, hip. And now I'm just going to have to go to one of those boring old American companies.
Well, getting back to the original thing I had written down here, which is the Galaxy Nexus. You're right. Verizon is a restrictive company and yada, yada, yada. However, this is a Nexus-branded phone, which is Google's handles the software on the Nexus-branded phones. So although Verizon has asked them not to include Google Wallet, I got a cough, on the phone, that's actually not part of Android. So Google Wallet is something extra outside of Android. So
right.
And I know a lot of people got their nose bent out of shape about that. Like, oh my God, Verizon is preventing Google Wallet from being on there, blah, blah, blah. But when you get right down to it, all three carriers right now sell the Galaxy S2, which is the only one out there, or the Nexus S. I'm sorry, that's what it is. It's the Nexus S, which is the only Nexus phone out there that has the capability of doing Google Wallet, and the only carrier that has allowed Google Wallet to even exist is Sprint. So currently AT&T and Verizon are already blocking Google Wallet on other Nexus phones. So this is not like this is a new thing. This has always been going on.
So isn't Google Wallet similar? Isn't it? I could be completely wrong. But isn't it one of those services where you use it to pay for things at a like a Starbucks or something like that?
Any place that you would use your debit card. The goal here is we now have NFC chips, right? And these are showing up right now. They're in Android phones, but they can be in any phone. So Apple has been talking about putting them in Apple phones or whatever. But the point is it's like a little chip that's inside your phone that will broadcast a unique ID. So when you go into a store to buy something, you bring up your phone, you use, you know, some kind of password to log into it to authorize the payment, and then you just point your phone at the device and it's done. So it's instead of you swiping your debit card through it and then typing in your PIN, it's the exact same thing. You're just carrying it around on your phone.
So doesn't the store that you're going into have to accept?
Yes.
Now answer this. Do they have to specifically accept Google Wallet, or do they just have to have the equipment to accept any payment from an NFC chip?
At the moment, the hardware will work amongst all the NFCs. There are several of them. However, what Google Wallet will have agreements with Visa and MasterCard. So most of these things are going to be agreements with the credit card companies that the stores already have. So like when you go to an ATM right now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be all over the road here, but when you go to an ATM right now and you're out and you're not using your own bank's ATM and you look at any of those and they have like six different ATM networks that they'll accept, it's going to be the same thing. It's the hardware is going to work. It's just going to be, whether it's Google Wallet or whether it's the ISIS system, which AT&T and Verizon are trying to start up, or whether it's Square or whether it's some other third party thing, all of these things will be interchangeable. It's kind of like now. There's multiple credit cards. They don't put each other out of business. They can peacefully coexist.
And then someone will send me a random text message, which will somehow hack into my phone and hack into my NFC, and I'll have charges for sausageparty.com.
Correct, which you had nothing to do with.
Exactly.
It was entirely someone else.
Right.
The news.
You know, in my defense, I just want to say to all the listeners out there, Daniel was pointing at me for about 30 seconds right then. And in my defense, I thought that you were going to play a closing theme to the technology segment before.
Oh.
And so I was waiting on a closing theme. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But don't play it now because it's too late.
No, you know what? I hate the whole tech. I'm going to write that down. We need to come up with a different theme song for that because I hate it. Maybe something with a ukulele. Maybe we could find something like a ukulele theme song.
Oh, my God. I chose the bad computer to put the news on. And not the bad computer, the bad internet connection. Okay. A Mythbusters experiment went awry Tuesday, sending a cannonball blasting through a home, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said. Sheriff spokesman J.D. Nelson told NBCBayArea.com that a projectile from an Alameda County firing range in Dublin
NBCBayArea.com
Right. And oh God, I lost my place. Alameda County firing range in Dublin missed its intended target and hit a home near Some Road and Somerset Lane, going through one wall and exiting through another. Then it says more on this story from NBCBayArea.com.
I know I read this story while I was in Connecticut. Actually, it not only went through one house, it like went through like two different houses and then finally hit a car somewhere.
Well, okay. So, but they were not anywhere near this, right? They were at some firing range, like.
Right. But it misfired. So instead of them firing down the range where they would have had things to stop it, like sand barriers and walls and such, it did not get fired in that direction. So think of it as like a racetrack where, you know, at the end of the racetrack, you have all these things to slow down the cars right. in case of a crash or whatever, but the cars, you know, skid off before they ever get down to this barrier. So it was fired off to the side.
Well, anyway, so I just wonder, you know, whether they're going to actually include this on an episode and, you know, whether they'll...
Well, of course they are.
Well, you know, we proved the cannonball from so many miles away will go through a wall.
With Mythbusters, it's kind of gotten old lately, so this will be a way for people to actually... Well, was this the episode where they shoot the cannonball off and this is great?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I haven't thought about it. Because my thought was, oh my God, I hope they have like good, you know, insurance from all the lawsuits because it's a TV show. So all these people, right. you know, are going to be suing Mythbusters. And I'm like, you know, I bet the people who were doing that experiment or whatever are going to get fired and all this stuff. But now that I think about it, they're probably going to really like the publicity and be like,
oh my
yeah,
God, this is like the best publicity they've gotten.
So there's really no other way to put this. During a Pilates stretching exercise, a 59-year-old woman said her body, quote, swallowed one of her breast implants. Sounds like something we just made up, but the woman's case is the subject of an unbelievable report just published online in the latest New England Journal of Medicine. See, I'm keeping it Connecticut related. New England Journal of Medicine. The woman was a breast cancer survivor who'd had a double mastectomy and afterward had gotten breast implants. During a Pilates routine, she was doing a Valsalva maneuver.
Valsalva maneuver.
I don't know.
Let's make sure we do that. A Valsalva maneuver.
A breathing.
Let's see what we got. See what we got there.
All right. And four. Here's the move.
It's a Valsalva.
Right.
Two.
So,
right. Oh my God, my breast. It's swallowed.
Where did it go? A breathing technique in which a person takes a deep breath and holds it while bearing down. In other words, you're going through the motions of exhaling forcibly, but without letting any air escape through the mouth or the nose. During a Valsalva maneuver, doing one increases pressure inside your chest cavity. In this lady's case, enough pressure built to essentially send her right implant through the thin tissue between her ribs and into the space in between the lungs.
You know, I read this story in Connecticut. It not only went through her ribs, but two other people's and eventually landed in a car down the street.
I didn't have the other one pulled up yet. So this last one was sent by a listener. So if anyone thinks it's not funny or is mad that we have a third news story, Greg in New Zealand sent this. So all bad comments should go to him. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that ahead of time.
Greg in New Zealand, yes.
Yeah, and it's taking forever to load, so just give it a moment here. Anything you wanted to discuss while my internet connection?
No, I seamlessly pulled up the praise workout there on YouTube while that was going on. So,
oh my God! Let me pull it up on this other computer here. Hold on.
What are you trying to pull up?
This news story, but it apparently my Wi-Fi doesn't like to work. And this other
police in Christchurch, New Zealand, were recently visited by a scrawny caped crusader who stepped into their central station and demanded to speak to the commissioner so he could ask him why he'd been called by the signal lights in the sky. Do we need to mention that he was accompanied by a guy with a camera, or have you guessed that already? Let's see. But if you're so there's an accompanying video here to this. Now, are we supposed to play the video?
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. So
let's see here. Let's see what we got here. This is the accompanying video. White Lights of Hope, a memorial.
No, that's totally different, I think, isn't it?
Well, then why is it that by Signal in the Sky, the Batman presumably was making a reference to Christchurch White Lights of Hope, a memorial to the casualties of the recent local earthquake, which looks like this.
Oh, so that's just a video of the White Lights of Hope. Anyway,
so whatever.
It says
he was Batman. Scrawny to make a convincing. Yeah, it was. Go ahead.
He left freely with his cameraman, presumably to valiantly fight any fake crime that came across his path.
You're right, Greg.
So all negative comments should go to Greg in New Zealand.
That's right. Do we have an exact email address for that?
Greg bad at comments should Greg go at to in New Zealand.com.
Greg at Greg in New Zealand.com.
Yes.
You sure about that?
Absolutely. I'm not going to give out his real email address.
Can we just take a moment here and say that Dr. Wesley P. Stone really sucks at the birthday game?
He actually did a good job. What do you mean he sucks?
He was horrible.
He only missed one.
Which is horrible. That is unacceptable. I never miss any of them because I am the reigning birthday king.
I have to update everyone because I said I was going to go see Andy Williams. Uh-huh. And damn it all, I looked on the website and the last show date was this last weekend while I was having to do our Christmas concert at church.
Aw, so now you're just going to have to go and see Jim Baker
No,
instead.
All of the Christmas shows ended that same weekend. I can't go see any Christmas shows.
That's because there's no Christmas is over.
No, Christmas doesn't happen until the 20th. Anyway, he's like 85 million years old. He probably won't even show next year.
Whatever, he had to get back into the freezer.
I'll have to buy a video or something. Anyway, okay, here's the first one. Oh, so I have to preface this one by saying, first of all, it's not who you're going to think it is.
It's not who I'm going to think.
It's a female, and she was older. So just keep those clues in mind.
All right. So it's one of two people then. It's either Agnes Moorehead.
Do you want me to tell you if that's right, or do you want to tell me?
Or it was the actress that played Aunt Clara.
Okay, which one do you think that it is?
You said older, not really old, so I'm going to go with Agnes Moorehead.
It is Agnes Moorehead, who would be, let me check my spreadsheet here. The spreadsheet is not even
like computer noises for you to let me check my ridiculously complicated spreadsheet.
So I believe Agnes Moorehead would be 105 years old.
105 years old. Very awesome.
And doesn't look a day over 30.
103, right.
So yeah, that's great. Now I do have to say I did give you quite a lot of clues on that one.
You did.
Yeah.
But that's all right. So I remain unstumped. Please move on.
All right, here's the next one. This is who you would think it would be, by the way. So I'm just gonna.
Oh, Dizzy Gillespie.
Whatever.
This is the theme to one of the pricing games on The Price is Right. So if it's who I think it is, then it would be Bob Barker, but Drew Carey is the new host, so I don't know if it's Bob Barker or Drew Carey.
Oh, Drew Carey sucks. Whatever.
It's Bob Barker.
It's Bob Barker, and Bob Barker is 88, and I believe he's still alive.
He probably is.
I believe he is still alive. So here's the next one, and this isn't so much of a theme song, but it's the beginning of a show, and I really like this show. And I really like this person, but you'll hear his voice, so maybe you'll get it.
On this episode of Throwdown,
we're doing pizza, baby. Pizza.
It's deep dish pizza.
Welcome to Chicago, home of deep dish pizza.
Mark Malnati is the biggest cheerleader of this region.
Okay, he's a chef. It's Bobby Flay.
It is Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay, because he's got that annoying voice.
I love
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay is sexy.
Bobby Flay is. I take it you don't watch Entourage, but
no, I don't. Why is he a homophobe or something?
No. In Entourage, he was playing the guy that was dating Ari Gold's wife.
You know, it's so funny. It's not his real life wife is like some model or something. Like she's really attractive, but anyway, it's funny. Speaking of Food Network, and he's 47, by the way, but I was watching Food Network. I was watching a show that I watch called Body of Proof, which is probably going to be canceled, but I love it. It's about forensic whatever.
Are we ever going to get back to our TV spreadsheet?
Yes. So a guy, Robert Shit, the guy who is on Kitchen Impossible, the British guy who is on Kitchen Impossible.
We'll just call him Robert British Guy.
I can't remember his last name. Was on there. Anyway, he's now, I guess, branched out into acting. So
You know what? And they're always so horrible at it.
Yeah, he wasn't great. But he was playing a chef, which, you
which
know.
Which I knew. Was, that's the worst part is when they try to play themselves.
All right, here's the next one.
Well, if it's the original, then this would be Frank Sinatra.
It is Frank Sinatra.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, Liza Minnelli also made this, remade this song.
So Frank Sinatra, who I believe is also dead,
I don't believe so.
Would be 96.
Awesome. So this week is just filled with like either zombies or people that are dead.
No, only two dead people so far.
Brains. Brains. This is the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yep.
So it would either be Dick Van Dyke or Laura or Rosemary or Buddy or the other guy.
So which one of those would you like to guess? Because
I'm going to guess that it was Dick Van Dyke.
It is Dick Van Dyke, and I believe he's still alive.
Again, another zombie for this
he
week.
He turned 86. Okay, and I think
it's the week
still...
of zombies. It's the week of zombies because you don't know if they're alive or not. You're just like,
no,
think
that's
they're
not
alive.
True. I know
maybe
Agnes and
alive.
Frank are both dead.
I'm not really sure.
I have
maybe
not heard
dead.
That Bob Barker died, so I have to assume that even though he's looked dead for quite a few years.
Do you have like a special like phone in your house? That would ring in the case that Bob Barker would die. I haven't heard the Bob Barker phone hasn't rung yet to tell me that he's dead. But
no, it's the celebrity death phone. But sometimes I'm not here and I miss a call. So anyway, so okay, the last one I have to give you a little bit because I really don't think you're going to get this one. So I have to
I've lost my thing. Go ahead.
First of all, this person once again is not. The main person on this show, it is a male.
It's Dizzy Gillespie.
That was on this show. And that's all I'm going to give you. But it's not the main person. So when you hear
is
this
Is he alive
thing,
or is he dead?
I think he's alive.
Another zombie. Okay. So if it's not the main, well, if it's a guy, then it's one of three people. It's either Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, or Lyle Wagner. Because this is the theme to the Carol Burnett Show. So I'm going to go with...
You want me to tell you the age? Would that help you?
No, I'm going to go with Harvey Korman.
No.
Tim Conway, then.
It's Tim Conway. And like I said, I think he's still alive, but... He hasn't been on anything recently, so I don't know. He turned 78.
It's almost as if you don't have the internet.
Well,
oh, good heavens, it says celebrity death phone.
I believe Bob Barker died.
This just in, Bob Barker apparently has died and nobody could do anything about it. This has all been like it's zombie week here on
the Tom, it's Bob. From the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in.
See, little Jonathan Colton to round it all up.
Is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Yay, lasers.
So, I didn't get any emails.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Hold on. It's a celebrity death.
Whatever. Somebody's going to call in and leave us a voicemail next week, you know, saying that they're the celebrity death phone.
We should have one. You know what? If you, maybe that's the problem, right? Maybe that's why we don't get a lot of voicemails, is because people don't know what to say when they call. So this is what I want you to do. The next time you hear about a celebrity dying, just call our voicemail, 2x2DI+. And that's all you have to say. It's just, I just wanted to let you know. So-and-so died.
Or you can look for celebrity birthdays that are dead. And if they're dead, you can just call in and say, by the way, Adam, if you're going to do this birthday this week, that person is dead.
Is dead.
And then when we get to the contact section, that will solve any questions I may have had, you know.
All right.
I didn't get any emails, so I wanted to ask you if you wanted to. Okay.
I got an email. This one comes in from one Dr. Wesley P. Stone. He says, I'm working on a sock. I have it divided on three needles. I've just completed shaping the gusset, and I've been doing knit stitches around it. Now the instructions for the foot say, work even in ST until foot measures 8¾ inches from back of heel or 2 inches less than desired finished length. I don't understand why I'd be working stockinette stitch now when I was knitting all the way around.
I have no clue.
Well, what he wants to know is, does it really mean just keep working knit stitch until I'm satisfied with the length? And I'm going to say yes.
I think
yes,
he needs
exactly.
to look on YouTube for the emergency I dropped a stitch video.
You know, maybe there's a, maybe on Live It Up we can get an emergency, you know, an emergency knitting phone.
He needs a call from that old lady that makes the YouTube videos.
I'm the one that makes the YouTube videos.
So I
say yes.
I don't know if that was an email for us, because I don't think he wanted it to be announced what he was knitting.
It's publicly posted on Google+.
Oh, is
so.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last show, he didn't want to say what he was knitting because he said the person might
know. Well, he may have been knitting. He might be knitting something different now.
He could be, because he was pretty close to being done, I think, with the thing he was knitting.
Excellent. So we do have one voicemail.
Yes, we do have a voicemail, and I am prepared to play it.
Well, then please.
All righty, then.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. It's Steven from Wisconsin.
Hi, Steven.
So, Adam, I have two things I want to address.
Yes?
The first is the issue with you and Wes calling yourselves fat. It's not that we don't believe you that you're capable of becoming fat, but that you call yourselves fat when you are not currently fat.
Yes.
Nobody's saying that you're not allowed to exercise or be responsible about what you eat, but we are all human, and we do understand if you occasionally fall off the bandwagon. But
doesn't he just sound so cute? I just want to eat him up. But anyway, that was just an aside. And I was,
but if you ate him up, you would be fat.
Well, see, I was just practicing.
You would have consumed another whole human being.
Right. I was practicing my pause because I realized my soundboard does have a pause on it, and I told you.
Oh,
before
finally,
that
after all of this time, yes. Go ahead. But does it have a resume?
Wait.
Hey, Daniel.
Oops.
And Adam. It's Steven from Wisconsin. So, Adam, I have two things I want to address. The first is the issue with you and Wes calling yourselves fat.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. The celebrity death phone is gone.
Becoming fat.
Apparently.
But that you call yourselves fat when you're not
your soundboard guy. He's
fat.
Dead.
Nobody's saying that you're not allowed to exercise or be responsible about what
right.
you eat. Mm-hmm. But we are all human, and we do understand if you occasionally fall off the bandwagon. But
yes.
You're still not fat.
Not fat.
I've seen you both in various states of undress, and
yes.
Neither of you have anything to worry about. And the other thing is, I believe you actually meant Pete's Dragon, not Puff the Magic Dragon, when you guys were talking about the magical world of Disney or color or whatever it is. And Adam, could you please tell Daniel I'm not speaking to him, and he knows why? Thank you.
Daniel, Steven is not speaking to you, and you know why.
Well, can you please tell Steven that, can you please tell Steven?
By the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist, in a land called Honalee.
He should just go to Honalee.
I don't get that at all. And so, are you guys actually having a pretend argument, or is he referring to the segment where... I know you're not mad at each other, but I mean, I'm saying, is he referring to the iPhone segment from last week where...
No, he's not.
Okay. Because last... I don't know.
It is a long-running
World of Warcraft joke.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know if you listened to last week's, but we had a very funny video about a couple fighting over Ciri. So
I heard that. I heard it. I didn't think it was very funny, but I heard it.
Oh, well, fuck you too. That's all I've got to say. I thought it was funny. I thought Wes and I both thought it was hilarious. So as far as I know.
Anyway, so Stephen, I agree with Stephen. What he is saying is that no one is questioning that you could be fat. We could all be fat, right? I could, this isn't shocking. I could actually be thin. I could actually not eat and get some kind of gastric bypass surgery and whatever. I could actually be thin. But for me to walk around now and go, I am so thin, is preposterous, because clearly I'm not, in the same way that for you to walk around and go, oh my God, I'm so fat in the present tense, when you're clearly not fat at this moment, is insulting to those of us who are.
Well,
that's all we're trying to say.
I don't believe I walk around and say that I'm fat. I believe that I'm constantly watching what I eat and watching my weight and exercising. And I believe that some people just find the fact that I am discussing weight and exercising and diet offends them. Because I don't think the words I am fat come out of my mouth very often. So I think what Wes and I were talking about is like, if for instance, I go to this company lunch tomorrow and I say, I'm just going to get the grilled chicken because I'm watching my calories.
See, you don't need to add that. All you have to say is, I'll have the grilled chicken, please.
Well, no, but everybody knows I'm watching my calories.
But you don't have to then add to that, because I am watching my calories, because that is basically saying, hey, look at me. I think that I am fat. That is why I'm eating this diet food. All you have to see is, I would like the grilled chicken, please.
I have to censor myself because somebody
might be
offended.
No, you don't have to censor yourself. You just have to. No, it's not that. It's just you're going out of your way to give people more information. It's kind of like doing one of those things. Like, let's say that you found a dollar, like a $5 bill on the ground, and you're returning it to the cashier because you want to do the right thing. Well, that's one thing. But when you pick up the $5 bill, go, hello, everyone. I have this $5 bill that I am now returning to the cashier because that is the right thing to do. Then it's no longer about returning the $5 bill. It's about other people knowing that you're returning the $5 bill. And then the worst thing that happens then is that the dragon will fly away.
I don't. Oh,
because he will no longer need you.
And I was going to say, what is Puff the Magic Dragon? And why did I think that instead of Pete's Dragon? Is that a song?
Yes, Puff the Magic Dragon is a song.
Okay, I always get those two confused. But I love Pete's Dragon. Okay, everyone, I love Pete's Dragon.
Peter, Paul, and Mary sang Puff the Magic Dragon, which is a song about drugs.
Well, okay, Pete's Dragon is what I love. I'm sorry. Gosh. 3, 2, 1. Well, I think that was all we got, and I'm not looking to see if we got anything else. So if we got something else, it's going on next week's. Thank you for the fabulous sounding call, Stephen. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, Stephen. Well, actually, Adam, could you please tell Stephen that I thanked him for his phone call?
I will tell him that for you.
I'm not speaking to him, and he knows why. Oh, all right. Well, this has just been a train wreck of a train wreck. So we're coming up upon the Christmas.
We are. Oh, we didn't even discuss that. When are you going to be, and when am I going to be? I'm here all week next week.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the prime rib.
Right. So I'm not leaving for Christmas until Saturday. So we could record, but I don't know what your schedule is.
No, next week is the 22nd. I am available, and I will still be here on the 22nd. I am actually the week after that. I will be moving.
I will not be here the week after that either.
Correct. So then we can get two guest hosts.
Right. We could get Gene and Wes to knit together.
Right.
They could do
or maybe we could run a best of.
We could do that.
We could dig deep into the DI Plus archives.
You know what? But you saying that we could do that means that I would have to be going. I would have to dig deep through the archives is what that means.
No, you do the lazy best of thing where you basically, you know, because they always call it less of, but then what they do is they just replay an old episode. So it's not like they cut out all the best parts of it and like going like, oh, here's all the best parts of this. All they did basically was just play.
So what we want is everyone to send an email with the episode number and the minute mark of your favorite.
I still have all the old dubious intents before we became DI Plus.
I don't want anything without me on it.
We could do a flash. Well, you know, there was several of them that you were on.
I don't think so. I never was actually on.
You called. Yes, we've gone over this before.
I was voicemails, but not actually.
No,
on it.
You and Maddie were guests for an entire week when we did a week of shows, a week's worth of shows.
Oh, okay. That one time.
Just that one time.
Bandcamp.
Right. This one time in Bandcamp, you hosted another podcast. And that's when you host a podcast, it thickens up your weenus. I don't even know what the hell a weenus is. What is a weenus supposed to be?
That was lame.
Why, did you have something better?
No, go ahead.
No, here, do you have something better? No, you go ahead. You do something better.
No, I can't. You do a podcast because it thickens up your weenus? No.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or you can send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. That was excellent, Adam. You know, I liked yours so much better than mine.
I was going to go back and mention something about Sausage Party or something, and tie it all back to the episode.
But you made the mistake of saying that.
I understand. I thought about that right as I was saying it. I'm glad you're amused.
I am highly amused. Oh, say goodnight, Adam.
Good night, Adam.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the interwebs, I can't say that. I gotta say high atop the universe. See, I miss a week and then I don't know what I'm doing, but I got nothing. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the redundant state of Arkansas, which is a amalgamation or a combination of both what would it be?
Did I rub off on you?
You know what? This completely sucks. This completely, it was, as far as intros go, no, screw it. We're going to do it again.
What?